Hello, everyone, and good morning, Kim.
Morning, Jill. Good morning, everyone. Today's message is about trying to figure out. They dumped a whole lot of stuff on me right away this morning. Okay. It's about those things that you don't get. Like you're manifesting. Okay. So you put all this energy into manifesting. Let's pick up money because that's an easy one for most of us to understand is that we always feel like we don't have enough money. Okay, not always. Excuse me. I just got called out on that. Thank you. Most of us feel like there's not enough. So whether that's money, whether that's you don't have enough skills for a job, anything that you feel is not enough. You're not getting enough from somebody in a relationship. So there's this not enough feeling. So you want to manifest what you do want. Okay. So they're showing me all these people are manifesting. All these people are praying to God. They're praying to their higher self. They're manifesting. They're putting the intentions out that they're looking for money. They're looking for value. They are looking for wealth, whatever it may be. They're looking for a partnership that agrees with them. Okay. So, there's a lot of different ways, unique ways that people pray, manifest, that they're trying to pull in information. Okay. And like some of you that have been on here or that have been doing the work, the self-healing work, you've been working hard as to letting go of control. You've been working hard as to releasing judgment. I hear lots of clapping. So they're applauding a lot of you that have been trying to do the work and trying to put out a pure intention. Okay. So you're asking for, we'll just pick on something like $1,000. You're $1,000 low this month and you're putting out there to the universe like, hey, however it comes, I'm open to receive. I am allowing. You are feeling a sense of peace within you. Like you've done the work. Okay? And then you put that out there and there's an opportunity that comes to you for $1,000. And now all of a sudden these emotions start flooding into you like, oh my gosh, like, oh, ooh, this might be my opportunity. This might be my opportunity to get this $1,000. And your emotions start creeping in. And everything's looking promising that this person might be able to hand you $1,000 to pay your bills. And you're like, wow, this is great. This is great. I'm going to have the money. Thank you. And you're trying to say thank you to the universe for allowing that money to come in. And then all of a sudden you start recognizing things in your life that are just all of a sudden not flowing. Maybe you dropped something and maybe you tripped over something. Maybe you left your cup somewhere that you're like, dang it, I forgot my cup. All during the same time frame. That is your energy right then and there saying that something's not flowing right. There's a disruption. Don't count on that money to be there. So you're getting warning signs already that there's something off. Don't put all of your hope into that one person giving you that $1,000. And then what happens is the person's like, hey, sorry. Guess what? I had unexpected bills too. I can't give you that $1,000. Now you're sitting there. What? You're so bummed out with yourself. You start getting judgmental as to, well, I thought I manifested this. I thought this was for my highest good. I did all the work to put the intention out there. Why didn't this align? And then your hopes are given up on you. You have all these emotions flooding with you. They're like, this is what a lot of you are doing right now. That you think you didn't do something right. You think you didn't manifest right. You think that God is not listening to you, answering your prayers. So it has nothing to do with that. It all comes down to you and your ethics and your beliefs. So there was something inside. And I was saying that flow of how that money is coming to you, that $1,000 from that person, There's something that long-term is not right, that just does not sit well with you. Maybe there would be some back stipulations that just don't align with you. They're like, who cares? Who cares how it ended? You were actually being protected. So that job of manifesting worked. It honestly worked. It protected you. You were protecting yourself from going into some place that actually didn't align where that money was coming from. And you want to blame all the outside sources for you not having something. Or you put so much hope and everywhere else around you and it didn't come. And now you're angry, you're frustrated, you're upset, you're going through all the emotions. And they're like, again, they're saying, who cares? They're like, you have to look at it as a blessing in disguise. You have to look at it from, there's another source that maybe that money needs to come. Or maybe you are actually okay without that money. Ask for new doorways to open up for you that really align with you. Right? Too many people are putting just so many ideas, concepts. They're throwing too many options out there. And then when those options start coming, they don't actually sit with them and pay attention to what's happening around them. Like those clues of, I left my water bottle here. Ooh, I just tripped. Or something's not, I'm moving something in my house and things just aren't lining up where I want to move them. That's a sign that it's not just right physically in front of you, but it's around you. Stop, take a deep breath. Okay, I realign. I realign with my beliefs, with my ethics. And I let go of what doesn't align with that. Be okay with that.
Yeah, being okay with that. I used to get really tripped up on the manifestation instructions that were out there at the time. It was like, hey, be really specific, but don't be specific. And I was like, what? What?
Yeah.
And eventually I learned it's like, if you're at a point where you need $1,000, you need the $1,000. That's the clarity. If you're $1,000 short this month, you're $1,000 short. That's like pinpoint clear. Like, there you go.
Yeah.
It's being open to how that comes forth. That's the creative fun area. And a lot of times we won't let ourselves go into that. We're like very attached to that. I need the $1,000 the way I see it coming from another person. And in your example, Kim, the signs started coming. It's not flowing from one person. It's not flowing from that way you're fixated on. And that's when I've learned to step back and go, oh, okay, so I need this $1,000. And I also need to release how and what form it comes in. Because I will tell you, when you open up to the form that support can come, whether it's money or other stuff, it can be straight up magical how things can come through.
Yeah.
But they can't come through if we're fixated on not only what we need, but also on how it's going to come through. So in your story, that's what I was hearing was, that example, someone who's saying, I need $1,000, and the how is it's coming from one person to me. And exactly what you said, coming from that one person, we get so fixated on getting that, in this case, money, we don't have the longer vision to see the other stipulations that might come along with it.
Yep.
So you're getting some gentle nudges and guidance to let go of how it's coming through. You can still stick to your, I still need the $1,000, but you can be very, very surprised how things can work out and support you in ways that they don't have, don't come with stipulations, don't come with, 32% annual interest, or who knows what exactly.
Along these same lines is, okay, so you're receiving, you're receiving, but you're also giving. So there's always what you're putting out is what you get back. So remember that there's, I don't know how this relates, but this just popped in my head to say it too. If you were that, So if you were that person who was handing somebody that $1,000, if you don't put up those stipulations, you don't state, say, the rule of that $1,000 instantly, or if you feel like you need to, have some sort of rules. You need to say them right away. People need to have that knowledge instantly instead of later on. This is what I'm, wow, seeing lately. It doesn't have to do with $1,000, but it could relate to this, okay? Say, I gave Jill $1,000 today. She needed $1,000, so I gave her $1,000. That is a gift from me. I have no right to judge anymore what she chooses to do with that $1,000. You know, I don't have a right. If I didn't say something right away, or if I didn't ask, if she came to me and said, Kim, I need $1,000, I'm like, sure, like, here you go. And then all of a sudden, later on, I see her, I don't know, spending $50 on pull tabs, and I'm sitting here like, oh, that's what she did with my money? Really? If there's a judgment piece, if I cannot let go of that money, I can't give with unconditional love and just give it away, then I do not, then do not give it away at all. If you can't give without judgment, don't do it.
That's been my mantra for decades with money, unless I'm perfectly okay with never getting it back.
Correct. Yep.
I don't proceed. That even if you put in, you know, agreements on, but it just sit and go, am I okay with giving this away and never getting it back? And I love that, Kim, no judgment. Like, once you give it away, that person has full control over how it's used, whether or not they say is they're going to use it. Like you said, it's another matter. But yeah, I used to say books and money. We don't have as many printed books, but I love books. I said, don't borrow books or money unless you're willing to never see them again.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Ooh. Yeah. There's a lot more direction we could go with this, but yeah, wow. We'll
just do with that.
A lot of giving.
Yep. A lot of giving and receiving today, I feel like.
Yeah,
like what you put out there, giving back, that's a, yeah.
Yep. And a lot of receiving of guidance. It gets a little sticky. Stop and take that deep breath. I love that. And just see it as, all right, perhaps he's going another way today. Well, thank you, Kim.
Yeah. Thank you, Jill.
Wow.
This is fun.
Right. Yes. Have a great day, everyone. Until next time.